This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay. The lorry has grown their fleet size three times to 700 lorries since they launched a year ago. At the rate of growth, they are facing issues in setting the standard operation procedures, which is stopping them from scaling up, which they will tell us about their plans, expansion plans later. Right now, with the value of Malaysia's land logistics industry is at what, 12 billion ringgit? So we have Goh Chee Hao and also Nadir with us on how they plan to make a mark in this industry. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Angeline, for having us. Hi, I'm Chee Hao.
I'm Nadir.
Right, so both of you left the corporate high life and set this up. Why in the lorry industry?
Yeah, so we actually came from the air freight industry, and we saw there's a lot of inefficiencies, a lot of manual processes that are still done in the logistics industry, even though there are billions of dollars actually transacted daily. And we saw that there's an opportunity in this market, and we think that we can actually disrupt it by introducing some form of technology. And then we had lunch one day, and then we discussed, hey, which sector or which vertical of the logistics industry should we go into? And there's sea freight, air freight, and road freight. And we figured, road freight is the lowest hanging fruit for us. And we chose that, and we further narrowed it down to just the individuals, so people who would like to move house. So when we started, it was a very simple product in that we took the whole process of lorry sewa, mm-hmm. all right, the trees and lampposts, to online.
Okay. All right. And so what exactly is thelorry.com?
Thelorry.com is an online marketplace where we connect the lorry drivers to customers. So when customers make a booking, if they need a lorry, we just get the lorry drivers to perform the job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right now you were saying that the problem is inefficiency in the current industry. Could you elaborate more on how it is?
So for the individual market, the problems that the individuals have is price transparency. Because this market is not regulated, especially for moving house. So you don't really know the price for lorries. So it's actually quite hard to discover this price. And there are also a lot of cases whereby, the price is quoted A, and then after the job is done, suddenly the quote become B, right? So that's the inefficiency that we get for the individual customers.
Yeah, usually it would be the road is blocked or something, extra length of the driving, so they ask for more money.
Yeah.
Right now, Nadir, I read that this idea came about from your previous stint as a broker angin, mm-hmm. where you advertise on majalah.com for lorry sewa. What was that about?
So in my previous employment, I got the opportunity to become some sort of an intrapreneur. So what we did was I just experimented with some form of lorry sewa kind of booking process.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was just I put my name and number at a classifieds website and see how it performed. And, every day I got calls. And even with a very, very simple product, people accepted it and people wanted to transact. And that's when I got the idea, hey, let's make this whole process online and make it more efficient, more UX-friendly.
Okay. And so tell us about the early days of thelorry.com, which started last year, September.
Yeah, we are exactly 1 year old. Yesterday, we started thelorry.com on 8th of September 2014. At the beginning stage, the first thing we tried to do was to recruit lorry drivers to join us on our platform. We reached out to about 50 of them, and we only managed to recruit two of them. Nobody believed in the product because it was something never done before, right? But we did not give up and continue recruiting them, the recruitment drive,
mm-hmm.
Emphasizing on there is no subscription fee or monthly fee if they join. We will only take a certain fee if there is a job. Yeah, so that was...
All right. And so two drivers out of the 50. Then later, how did you find out or how did you get all these drivers join your platform?
So I would say the inflection point is when we were featured in a local Malay daily. So when we got featured, we started to get phone calls from transporters who actually wanted to join our platform. And then it became easier from then onwards. And also the inflection for this publication also was an inflection point in terms of customers, because when we put their logo on our brand, on our website, it gives customers the confidence to actually transact with us.
Right. Okay, and also I realized you told me that there's a Facebook groups and WhatsApp groups of lorry drivers.
Yeah, so actually how we acquire these guys is actually through Facebook groups. There are a lot of trucking Facebook groups out there where they actually share information like Roblox, you know, jobs, and also like job openings, etc. And you'd be surprised, there are also quite a lot of WhatsApp groups out there, which I am personally a part of.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, we also organized some roadshows, inviting the truckers to come over. Back in June, we had one makan session, mm-hmm. and we managed to recruit 100 of them in a day.
Mm. And there was a point of time where you have a hotline where people call you to your phone directly.
Yeah, when we started, it was just both of us, and we were handling the hotline ourselves, you know, taking turns. Customers do actually call us, you know, even middle of the night, midnight even, you know. Oh, I need a truck now. can you arrange?
Yeah. Isn't it dodgy, though?
Yeah,
I need a truck at this point of time, 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Right now, okay, you know, we know that thelorry.com is not the only player in the industry. There's also Just Lorry, which we will be happening to speak to them at 12 o'clock. Transport for You, iCargo, there's other players, right?
Yeah.
How are you different? We'll find out more after this. I've been speaking to Go Chi Hao and Nadir Ashafiq, co-founders of thelorry.com. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Big Front Man, BFM 89.9.
Good morning. You're still listening to Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay. In the studio, we have Go Chi Hao and Nadir Ashafiq, co-founders of thelorry.com. So earlier, you know, I was highlighting that you're not the only player, thelorry.com. You have Just Lorry, you have Transport for You, you have iCargo, which we have spoken to them before. How do you think that you're different from them?
So for iCargo and Transport for You, their model is different. Their model is more of an auction or a bidding model. Just Lorry is somewhat similar, but we can see that they only focus on the moving market, whereas we actually do the commercial segment as well. So actually, we have about 100 B2B clients, commercial clients, that spread across freight forwarders, distributors, retailers. You know, we actually distribute some fashion brands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so how are you doing things to make sure that you stand out, though, from these competitors?
So how we stand out is actually through delivering excellent customer service. One of our ethos is, you know, to always try to solve customers' problems, mm-hmm. and, you know, go an extra mile to do it. And we also have products, technology that actually sets us apart compared mm-hmm. to the competitor.
Yeah, but speaking of customer service, but at the end of the day, the drivers are the one that's doing the job, right? You know, but these drivers, do they know how to use your technology in the first place?
We struggle a little in the beginning stage, where most of the drivers that we recruited do not even have a smartphone. But over time, we actually get them to either purchase one, or we could also like do a subsidy plan for them to get one, and educating them how to use technology such as the GPS and also our backend app, right, where they can accept jobs on the go and refer to the job details and everything in one app.
And you also have training session for them, right?
Yeah. So we're doing one next week where it's an effort to actually control quality. So we don't want to be in the same situation as some of the companies in US, where they actually sort of fail because they don't maintain quality. So what we're gonna do next week is we're gonna go to a person's house and just sort of teach them how to actually handle the goods properly, how to actually deal with the customers. So yeah.
Right. And the two of you, how did you learn about, you know, handling goods for your customers?
So actually, when you're starting out, you actually have to understand the whole thing, the whole process. So we actually, both of us actually went down to a few jobs and became the manpower. So we actually helped carry, you know, some like the fridge, the washing machine. You know, we have to understand how the drivers feel, how the manpower feel. And it's actually a very good opportunity for us to speak to the customers. You know, what's the feedback about our service? How was the whole experience? You know, what could be better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we believe you have to get your hands dirty in order to really understand how it works in this industry.
Okay, and right now, what would you say are your challenges?
So right now, the challenges is to building a team, because, you know, as a startup, it's actually quite hard to attract talent. So hiring is a challenge. right now, and we try to solve that by, you know, asking referrals. You know, some of our hires actually came from Facebook. Like I put an ad, just a Facebook status, you know, I'm hiring, and I actually, you know, quite a bit applied. But if you try to apply, I mean, do job street advertisements, it might not actually work. You don't attract the good talents.
How would you define a good talent?
Somebody who excel in interviews, perhaps. Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of people that I interviewed, no, not really.
Okay, so right now, what are you working on for Delorry.com?
We are working on a consumer-facing app whereby in the future, users can actually get a lorry as soon as 4 hours' time, right? And also regional expansion. We're trying to bring the same model to neighboring countries and trying to connect them as well, enabling users to send goods cross-borders.
Oh, great. And one thing I realized is, Nadir, you... you execute Delorry.com based on a lean startup movement, right? And also based on the failure of your previous startup as well. Tell us about your lessons learned.
Okay, so basically, the lean startup movement says that the central idea is not to spend a lot of time and resources building a lot of features. So at the start, just try to focus on maybe one important feature, and then you sort of iterate from that. So one example for the lorry is we actually, our first version is actually a simple Blogspot page, right? It's a simple Blogspot page where we actually do a Google advertisement on it. And when we get bookings, we actually just match it manually, right? So it was a very manual process, and we actually didn't spend very much to create the first version of a product, mm-hmm. perhaps less than 5,000 ringgit.
Right. Okay, so thank you so much for your time. I've been speaking to Nadir Ashafiq and also Go Chi Hao, the co-founders of Delorry.com. Do check them out. And also before we go, we are giving away a pair of tickets to BFM Enterprise Breakaway, which will be held this Friday, 11th of September. So if you'd like to win a pair of tickets, send us an email to enterprise@bfm.my with your IC number, your name, and your mobile number with the answer to this question. What is the price for the BFM Enterprise Breakaway 2015 ticket? Again, what is the price for the BFM Enterprise Breakaway ticket? Send in to enterprise@bfm.my with your name, mobile number, and IC number. Thank you for listening. This is Open for Business BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.